Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Bes Hashem, Personality Types, Shir number 26. And we're going to go through the 16 personality types. We just finished the ISTJ, and now we're going to go to the ISTP. I means introverted, S means sensing, down to earth, T means thinking, P means flexible. They are the master of tools, and they are ready to try anything. They're very, very good with tools, drills, needles, scalpels, cars, paintbrushes, hairbrushes, tractors. They, generally INFs, are involved in the inner workings of human beings. These types, because they are an S, they're sensing, they work in the internal working of things, applying science in a practical way, marketing in a practical way, mechanics in a practical way of how things work. Like other P's, because they are P's, they love action for its own sake. Even if it doesn't have its own purpose and aim, they enjoy it. Sometimes they're extremely insubordinate. They have no regard of status or rank or hierarchy or authority. They feel they need to do their own thing, and they are very, very independent. They are often fearless. They thrive on excitements. They hunger for action, for speed, for movements. They often will be the ones that will be jump in, the Hatzalah members that jumped in 9/11, many of them, or they just run to rescue relief in after a hurricane, or, you know, jump out of a plane, you know, those type of things. Very, very daredevil that way. They are expert warriors. They love weapons. They are very restless. If they're cooped up for too long, they have to be in the constant move. They're very realistic. They have a sense of timing. They're fearless, and they make good leaders. However, unlike the NTs, which are logical, they're not illogical in that sense. They tend to be loners, but they also enjoy the company of others that have the same interests. You know, the T aspects, they have the same interests. They're generally not communicative. They show little interest in developing verbal skills or doing schoolwork. They may be diagnosed, rightfully or wrongfully, as having ADD or ADHD. They communicate through their bodies, through actions, through tools. Educators, like we just said, may say they're hyperactive or learning disabled. It should not be quickly discarded the minute, you know, they hit a tool. All of a sudden, they'll surpass everybody in the speed at which they're able to learn something. You know, as when they're interested in learning something, they will excel over everyone else. They are different than the ISTJs that we spoke about in Shir number 25. The J is parental, conservative, accepting of rules and regulations. This P, the ISFP, is opposite in that sense. Optimistic, impulsive, not prone to keep rules, shunning these confining constraints. They don't like that. They like experimental things. So again, they look to the outside often, reserved or aloof, or they focus inward. That's their introversion. They have this objective decision-making preferences. That's the thinking. It's natural that they should be more inclined to wait and see where conversations will go. Their view is very concrete, sensing, but it's very open-ended. That's the P, the perceiving. They'll all of a sudden have these bursts of humor or take over charge. The idea being, they just jump into things. They're very, very skilled with their hands. They often get satisfaction from accomplishments that are tactile, that they can be felt, and it's immediate. When it's something that needs attention, the ISTP's power of observation, which is the sensing and the perceiving, gives them a sharp sense of observation, makes it possible for them to go into any task without feeling it necessary to follow procedures or read directions. That's how they prefer to work. They feel a wonderful sense of accomplishment by being successful that way. And that's very, very important to know about them. Their area of interest will take precedence over the assigned tasks that are dull or boring or not practical. And there's a dramatic gender differences between males and female ISTPs. The ISTP drive and gratification relates to activities traditionally associated with the male. contact sports, heavy equipment, auto racing, carpentry, adrenaline-driven occupations. That's what an ISTP likes. Exciting, rewarding. ISTP women have the same tactile skills and satisfaction, but they are, if you have an ISTP that's a woman, they'll be looked upon as what they call in English a tomboy. You know, they're like a male in a female body type of thing, because they're not used to that. That's not part of their personality. That's why sometimes it's a little difficult for an ISTP female to channel it into more traditional roles like homemaking or regular accounting business and so on and so forth. So an ISTPJ, again, has the same as a female, has a anti-stereotype there, because they could sometimes look cool or aloof, socially cautious behavior, which is not the typical woman or girl behavior, generally speaking. Relating to ISTP can be fun, but could be also be confusing. It's fun because of their spontaneity, they're easygoing. It's confusing because sometimes they have mixed messages. Because ISTPs alternate between enthusiasm over things of immediate interest to them and quiet reserve about other things. And it's very hard to know what to expect of them. They're enigmas very often. They're hard to understand sometimes. They quietly observe. They collect data. They don't think of themselves as watching in order to do something with the information. They scan it and they do what they can with it as best as they could. Close my door, please. Very often, ISTPs, as parents, do not believe in planning. They wait to see what each day brings, and they go according to that. ISTP parents don't impose on their children. They believe in individualism, in their space, and they are... But the thing is, when conflict does erupt, they may be loud and explosive because of the P, their impulsivity that way. So it's a very interesting combination, the ISTP. They enjoy their personal freedom. They enjoy their individuality. And they will do everything to express it. When not involved in enterprise or adventure, they could relax. They do not unwind by routine chores. Right? If they get too long periods of relaxation for ISTP, is difficult for them. They need even to relax exciting hand-on challenges, to repair, to understand, to improve. And yeah, you know, this is something where even Shabbos, you know, for an ISTP is somewhat more challenging. They need to learn how to, on Shabbos, utilize their personality to explore new things and learning, take walks, whatever, Einik Shabbos, that they do those type of things. They need to work towards that, because it's not easy to just stay in that, you know, inactive state. And the judging parents have difficulty understanding ISTP children. That's a problem. If you have, let's say, two parents that are J's judging, and they have an ISTP child, which always yearns for new adventures, and they have fascination with mechanical things and all, it's very hard for a J to understand that. ISTP child may be heading for trouble, right? They take apart things if they want to understand it. They would often be drawn, let's say, to motorcycles. They get a toy motorcycle, they'll break it apart and then figure out how to put it back together again. Learning is the most enjoyable for ISTP child when it's relevant and experiential. So the learning mahalach for ISTP is not just the dry reading of books, but it's hands-on experience. That's why it is so sad when we don't channel people's personalities according to their careers, according to what they enjoy and what they would like. Very often, you know, people look for different, it's a mitzvah to look for means of parnasa. ISTP children or teenagers, they would be great in trade schools, whether electrician, plumbing, car, auto thing, very hands-on and experimental that way. And their way of learning is by doing, and they do by learning, and they learn by doing, and their professions are very much oriented that way. And the more abstract it is, it becomes more uninteresting for our ISTP. It becomes more restless. They need hands-on project, hands-on experience. You know, not just learn about the Beis HaMikdash, but actually build a model of the Beis HaMikdash, that type of thing. Family events, sort of a mixed aspects for ISTPs. They anticipate it, but again, they don't like the traditional aspects of it. Work that's routine or administration have little interest in ISTP's life. They need to really have that adventurous aspect. So they have this beauty of an open mind. They embrace ISTPs, flexible, adaptable. They don't like strict schedules. They don't like strict routines. And if you have a child that is that this way, by knowing this personality, you'll have less problems with them. You'll be able to channel it the right way. You'll be less frustrated. They're tolerant. They're not judgmental. They want to live in a world where they and everyone else have the freedom to live as they see fit without judgment. And of course, we need structure, so they need to balance that. ISFPs could be warm, could be friendly, but ISTPs are sort of less so to a large degree. They approach problems directly in a straightforward way, not convoluted ways. They're very direct. They're very decisive. They're calm. They could be all of a sudden suddenly spontaneous. That's their P aspects. They do ask spontaneous on new interests that they discover. One of the biggest issues that they're likely to face is because they rub people the wrong way, because they're very hasty and impulsive, and they don't sugarcoat their opinions. They don't sugarcoat their feelings. They can be very blunt, be accused of lack of sensitivity. They defy rules. They don't conform, and they need a lot of freedom in that way. To summarize quickly, their strengths and their weaknesses. ISTP strengths is that they're diligent, they're observant, they're very, very handy. They're very resourceful. They're very imaginative. They're very good with practical things like mechanics, crafts, and skills. And they're spontaneous. They're unpredictable. They're direct. They're straightforward. They have honest communication. They speak their minds. Like we just said, they don't sugarcoat it. They're authentic in that way. They're very, very independent. They take on tasks alone. They're very grounded. They stay in the present moment. They live in the present moment. In healthy ways. Their weaknesses is they can be unapologetic. You know, if someone goes in a different direction, they'll stubbornly be blunt in their irritation of that. They could be insensitive because they rely on their logic as a T. They rely on their logic. And even trying to meet others halfway with empathy and emotional sensitivity is difficult for them often. They're private, they're reserved, they're hard to know. They do enjoy novelty, so they're much easily bored, and they're very, very independent. So therefore, and they're overly skeptical. So in a romantic relationship, again, it poses challenges, a male ISTP, but especially a female ISTP, because if they don't work on it, they don't develop that emotional, warm, patient structure, connection that a marriage relationship often needs. But because they often will take it day by day. And it's healthy if you understand the personalities, you can work with it, you can work through it. Someone who's married to ISTP needs to value a certain spontaneity that has to be there and a certain flexibility that needs to be there, and they'll thrive. And ISTP, of course, needs to work on having some structure as well. They can live in the present, enjoy what life brings, but they also need to use their T function to be thoughtful, to be rational, and to be happy with themselves, but also be respectful of others. And that's very, very important. An ISTP parent will give their children a lot of freedom. You know, it's not too much freedom is not healthy, but they would often do that. They develop motor skills quickly as children. You know, they're very, very coordinated, generally speaking, early on. The career paths that ISTPs generally take are hands-on type of things. You know, those type of professions. And like we mentioned before, they're problem solvers. And they just you know, they handle equipment operators, forensic scientists, data analysts, but in a very experimental type of way. They're very, very practical. They're very, very down to earth. They're very, very grounded. In a workplace, you know, they're not the 9-to-5 type of person sitting by a desk. That would really be very difficult for them. They need that wiggle room. They need that flexibility. They'll get the job done. They'll be very, very good at it, but they need to do it in an unconventional way. It's very, very important for them. An ISTP manager, you know, has looser boundaries, but they get the job done. So that's an interesting balance over there. So it's a very, very important personality. Again, there's no negatives, there's no positives, it's just different. And again, they need to learn balance to work on developing their weaker traits with additional skills. With the I, they could be more extroverted. With the S, practical, they could sort of think things through a little more about ramifications of things. They need to show emotion more, especially towards their own children and towards their loved ones, their spouses, and so on and so forth. And they have to sometimes get to that structure when that structure is needed. So like everyone else, they have to integrate their personality in the best possible way, but they are tremendously gifted. When they have their mindset to do a chesed or a chesed type project, they will go to the extreme to help people in the most amazing ways. Bracha v'atzlacha.